So, about these wiki pages. My first edits was updates to some cycling roads in Finland, and then I've hand-drawn my first working papers, which then I proceeded to collect data in the rain. And I always liked OpenStreetMap for its provide incentive to actually leave the room and to go explore your neighborhood. And I searched for ways to speed up collecting data and to improve it. So in a year, I bought a car, good enough for mapping grade 5 tracks with horrible smoothness. And is this type of car mandatory in Russia for mapping? Well, yes and no. Most of the time, you'll be driving well-paved roads, but there's once in every trip when I was grateful I have four-wheel drive or wishing I had a tractor. The first thing I learned was photo mapping. While someone drives, you sit as a passenger and shoot everything you see. And then by using a photo of GPS receiver, you georeference images and process them one by one. The drawbacks of that approach were apparent almost immediately. Photos become blurred when made at night or in the rain. It's not always clear what you were making photo of, and you can't make photos of linear or virtual properties like bridge bounds or road smoothness. So, as any Russian, I of course have a dash cam, but video mapping is a myth. To process just 5 minutes of video, you would need at least an hour. So then I bought a voice recorder. And mapping with it is great. It doesn't require looking at it. You don't need to point it at anything. And it even works at night. You just say everything you see in it. There were times when we were traveling in a company and I was just sitting in a corner and whispering to it, there's a bus stop on the right, a crossing bus stop on the left, shop 24/7. And processing audio notes is not so great. Timestamps are a pain to get right. JOSM can load only WAV files. And the major point is after 2 hours of deciphering your speech and tying to map locations, you will hate your voice with a passion. So never again a couple of hours of notes just lies on voice recorder I don't use anymore. And there is a problem with precision. So for images, it's 2 seconds plus a known distance between a car and an object. For audio notes, it's up to 5 seconds. And on 60 kilometers per hour, it's 40 to 90 meters. And since I like mapping city limits and milestones, this is not good enough. So I need a way to place markers with sub-second precision, a simplicity of processing photos and information completeness of audio notes. So how do I do that? The solution is quite simple, just write it all down. Instead of images, I georeference text messages. And I was inspired by some old article about how Navtech survey does their surveying, and particularly by those photos. At first, I thought of making something like that as a JOSM plugin. So there was a surveyor plugin, and I just had to add freehand drawing and some better presets. But the project stalled, and I decided to make something very quick and which proved to be much better. That is NanoLog. All it needs is a laptop. You drive as a passenger and type everything. When you press any key, there's a timer. And when you press any key, it stops. You can finish a message in no hurry. And there are some shortcuts for frequent objects like milestones or city limits or bus stops. It produces a plain text file with the sub-second timestamp and the message. And GPS trace is recorded with dedicated device or different program. And then you can load those messages, basically everything you saw during your trip. As with images, it requires some points for georeferencing. But instead of time, you reference it to terrain. So you load a trace, points at imagery, then find a referencing point where there is detailed imagery, align it, imagery I mean, and then shift points so they match imagery features. As you can see, those points match bridge bounds pretty closely, and they were taken at 90 kilometers per hour. The precision is around 5 meters. It depends on GPS precision, not on speed. So on, I don't know, 130 kilometers per hour, the precision will be the same. And in 2 years, I with my wife have collected points worth of 3,000 kilometers. It could have been more, but I couldn't use the data at the time, and I finished JOSM plugin just this Monday. Now, the problem was most of the time I was driving alone, or everyone but me was asleep. So in OpenStreetMap, at time, there was no way of active blind mapping. That is when you can't divert your attention from a road. And that's what I'm adapting NanoLog for now. So first thing is I took a USB numpad and assigned shortcuts to it buttons. I left the city with 9 shortcuts. In 30 kilometers, I left 3. And it still was very hard not looking at it to know which button to press. Because when you are not looking, it's very hard. All buttons feel the same. So the idea is to place some buttons on a wheel. Some of them add presets for frequent objects, and there are 2 special buttons. One of them starts voice recording when pressed and stops when released. This suggests for shorter notes, which you won't have to listen twice and get tired of. And the same button has precise markers. Instead of shouting now, you can just quickly release and press it again. And the second note makes a photo, and it solves the problem of unknown distance. You press it to make a photo and release when you are passing the object you are making photo of. Yep. And this system obviously can be used not only by drivers, but by cyclists or basically anyone who's traveling at great speed. So there's no doubt most of you spend a lot of time traveling by train or by bus and spending it staring at the window or reading a book. Now you can use this time to actually map some things. And it's obviously not about format or program, but basis of an ecosystem. So for example, timestamp message format can be extended with attachments for sound or images. It can use actual OpenStreetMap tags to speed up mapping. And we can make a dedicated website to upload collected data. Because unlike images, this data can be processed by other people, even not speaking your language, in case we use images and presets. Yeah, and some of that work was done last year during Open Surveyor Google Summer of Code project, but it's not quite finished. Yeah, and by adding fixed coordinates and allowing to move points by hand, we can make better working papers. So, for example, when you find yourself in an unmapped location with few hours to spare, you can, just to comment, coordinates don't have to be actual coordinates. It can be its own coordinate system. So, if you find yourself with no GPS and no internet connection, you can still draw some lines for road network and start collecting points and house numbers right away without basically anything. And then load it in JOSM and process. Or if you have internet connection, it's not quite easy, then you can download some data and update it right away. Yeah. So, I think that this principle of mapping with no GPS, with no internet, no advanced devices is quite simple, but it gradually can change the way we map. Basically, this is the last talk on this conference about field mapping. And in those years I'm in this project, I've seen tremendous advancement in rendering, routing, geocoding, but we still, as 5 years ago, print raster tiles for working papers and make photos. So there were virtually no advancement in field mapping. And that's quite a pity. And remember that OpenStreetMap project is firstly about surveying, about going out and getting to know your neighborhood. So go outside map and maybe you'll come up with some advancements. Thanks. We have time for questions, I think.
I wanted to know if you have tried the dash cam, and some dash cam have, I don't know the term, the photo for photo lag, one photo for each second. And you know, you can put your photo to take automatically one photo each second.
Well, the problem is the same as with dash cam. You, after, I don't know, 6 hour trip, you end up with thousands of photos and you can't actually know which ones are useful. So you spend a minute on each photo and it takes hours and hours much longer than you were driving. And it's very daunting and you get tired of it quickly. So it's actually no use. You can collect a lot of data, but you can't process it. So there's no meaning in it. And that's the problem with most data collection methods, is as with audio mapping, as with dash cam, and other things. It's very easy to collect tons of data, but it's very hard to map. And if you can't map, then it's no good.
Okay, so are there further questions from the audience? Not that I would have some. One question I was wondering is whether you can't reduce the number of buttons even further to, for example, only one, and then use something like Morse. Because I think it's very difficult in the, as you explained, in the night to remember which key does what.
Well, right now I'm going to use only one button. It's basically all the buttons on the keypad, which just act as a voice recorder. Press to start recording, release to stop, and quickly release to leave a marker. And it would prove enough to map something. And as for Morse, well, you can't really divert your attention from road, and remembering Morse codes would take some mind. which you better spend on monitoring situation world.
Okay, so I have two more questions. One would be a hopefully very simple one. Which systems is Nanolog available?
It's a Java program, so all of them, Linux, Windows, macOS.
Okay, that's great. And one more thing that you mentioned was that you said, okay, you have some difficulty with recording the track type. So did you think about using some sensors to, for example, record vibrations or something like that?
There are some startups that do exactly that, but obviously there is a problem. For example, suspension in my car is not very good, so such sensor would record every road as horrible smoothness. And there are a lot of broken tram tracks in my city, so there's perfect asphalt on the road, but there are many places when tram tracks intersected, and it also would be impossible smoothness and so on. So it's not reliable. It's good for collecting statistical data on a large scale. Is the whole road of 100 kilometers good or bad, but not good for actual mapping with meter precision.
All right.
I really like what you did to your car, that first and foremost. But so how about the other way around, where you not input, but get stuff from OSM? For example, if you know where you're going in advance, you could download all the OSM notes along the route and try to resolve them as you drive. Have you tried that?
Actually, I didn't. It's a good idea. I thought of that for better working papers. So if there is an app for a smartphone, you can download some data of place where you're going and then update it. But for driving in a car, that's a bit harder because you can cover some thousands of kilometers in a couple of days, and data for it would be just tremendous amount. And also, if you're driving alone, you would need to look at it and divert your attention. It's dangerous.
You mean you don't have a heads-up display in your car? That you just
well, it depends.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so more questions from the audience.
I really like your approach there. One problem I always have is with right-left distinction when you do this kind of mapping. So have you done something in this direction? So knowing where the feature is on which side of the road?
Well, when you are correlating collected points with a GPS trace, not only coordinates are taken, but also direction of travel. So you can sum a visualization of is point to the right or to the left. So basically, everything you map, including photos, is pointed at the direction of driving. So camera is pointing forward, but it can be panoramic or something. So the direction left or right would be obvious. It is taken from a GPS trace, so it can be displayed.
Okay, but that's for the photos. But if you have these points, so I mean, you just had the example of city limit. That's clear. That's on the road. But if you're I'm mapping a lot of bus stops, and you have to know, and well, they're of course on both sides of the road.
Well, yeah, there are. I don't know if I can show it. No, it's too slow. Okay. Usually, I just write as text messages: bus stop on the left, bus stop on the right. And it's good. And for Open Surveyor and for future projects, this would be a parameter of point, so it can be processed and displayed automatically.